Hey, it's Ken Velasquez from the UFC.
Stan the Outlaw Hardy.
Hey, this is UFC President Dana White.
I'm Tito Ortiz, a high-speech bad boy. You're listening to Mixed Martial Arts.
It's the show Columbus fight fans turn to. The latest news and info in the world of MMA. It's Mixed Martial Arts, sponsored by Bud Light. Here we go on Ohio's best rock, QFM 96. Here's your hosts, Arch Madness, Iron Mike Dorsey, and Doug St. Pierre.
Here we go. Mixed Martial Arch is the show fight fans turn to. QFM 96, Arch Madness, DSP, and Iron Mike. And the 1-0, the undefeated.
Would you look at that?
Would you look at that? Doug St. Pierre, DSP, Doug Risher, however you want to go with this. There was a ton of shirts going the night.
Yeah, man, that was
at
cool.
At the LC. Real quick, your opening thoughts.
I only have one, too. I don't even know how. I only have one. Somehow, out of all those shirts, somehow I only ended up with one. I don't know what happened.
You're pretty banged up. Give everybody kind of a health update.
You know, I had a couple little cuts on my face from, I think, a thumbnail. But other than that, I got a pinched nerve, a slipped disc, which resulted in a pinched nerve, which is a, kind of a common thing.
Right on. And
getting your neck torqued like that, it just happens.
Some of that happened in training, though,
a little bit. Yeah, the right? Wednesday before the fight, we were working on submission, you know, reversals and stuff like that, and we were really torquing each other's necks, and I just thought I pulled a muscle in my shoulder, and turns out it was slipping my disc, and then after getting hit in the fight and, you know, getting choked a little bit, right. I think it just kind of, you know, made it worse. So,
and if you missed it, if you going online and checking out our Facebook, the videos that we've posted, the Wags and Elliot mentions, he was on with Wags and Elliot earlier this week. Doug won. It was a tap out in the first round.
Yep.
It wasn't Michael a guillotine. Luce.
It wasn't a guillotine like they said. It was more of my...
It was like a forearm choke.
Yeah, I just literally put my forearm and my elbow into his throat, and he eventually tapped out.
And this is more or less a move that you do. It's more of an irritation thing and kind of a transition where you can kind of set up for something else.
You do it to distract him so you can get into a better position or keep him from punching you, which what's what my goal was, and I noticed that his eyes were bulging, his face was turning red, so I just kept doing it,
and then he tapped.
So I wasn't expecting him to tap to that. I was actually really surprised right when it happened. I remember thinking in my head, did that guy really just tap to this? But, you know, I'll admit it, that doesn't feel good. I mean, I've had that done to me in practice. It hurts. I mean, and if you do it long enough, you'll probably pass out from it. So, you know, I think he panicked a little bit. He was against the cage, didn't know what to do. With inexperienced like I was, you know, it happens. You get stuck in a position.
I mean, who knows if you were in the same position? Right. I mean, who knows?
The same thing.
Who knows?
I don't like to think I would. But
you know, and if you want to check that out, we got it up on YouTube. All you have to do is YouTube search Doug Risher versus Michael Luce, L-U-C-E, and it should pop up.
You can just type in Doug Risher or whatever.
Or you can just go to our Facebook page. We have the links there as well, and QFM96's Facebook page. There's tons of links.
There's a couple different versions I think you can find now.
And we'll have some more footage coming.
Yeah, Dan. We're still waiting to see Dan Colley's version.
Awesome. And Dan Colley, thank you so much for his group filming it.
Right.
And Dan does some work with us here on our program. Thanks to Troy and everybody over at the LC.
Josh.
And the Arnold. I mean, the guys at Buckeye. I mean,
Josh Williams,
goodness.
Dan Spahn, Rob. Yeah. They were all super cool. And the other cool thing that night, all three of us from Buckeye won. So it just shows you the powerhouse Buckeye MMA is.
They're solid, man. He and Josh should be very, very proud of the stable of fighters that he has, for sure. Now, guys, we have we'll talk about that. We've got Josh Williams and Dan Dragon Spahn coming in.
Yep.
Of course, Dan's got his big fight up in Canton, a part of Bellator here in a couple
very
of weeks.
Cool.
We have Tito Ortiz, you and Iron Mike. Mike, you got to talk to Tito again.
Yep. Yeah, he was plugging his new DVD, Bad Blood, between him and Chuck Liddell. It's an awesome DVD if you guys got a chance to check it out.
We got it. I haven't had a chance to actually watch it, but I've always been a big Chuck Liddell fan, and you know, I've always liked Tito too.
Yeah, man, the story behind
that. I haven't had a chance
to
actually look at it, but it looks really cool.
I mean, not to give away too much, I think the coolest thing that Tito said is, you know, I asked, you know, what's your relationship with Chuck now? And he's like, just all business. He's like, we're acquaintances, you know, so.
And then he,
F you.
And then he hung up.
No, but it's just cool to see, much has been built up about that rivalry between him and Chuck. But in the end, it's cool to see at the end of the day that business is business, and at least they're cool.
It's crazy how that whole thing ended, wasn't it? I mean, with Tito actually coming back and beating Bader, and then Chuck losing to Rich that night. It was supposed to be Tito. It was crazy how that all worked out. Guys, we'll do that. We'll recap the Strikeforce, the heavyweight world Grand Prix that's going on, that went on right after your fights, Doug. Right. That was in Cincinnati. We'll break that down. UFC has a lot of stuff on the way. We've got predictions. You name it, man. You've got it. But that's what you've come accustomed to listening to this program. This is our 30th show. We've been drinking legally for 9 shows now, and it feels so good. Stick around. Mixed Martial Arts, QFM 96.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's best rock, QFM 96. Time to enter the radio cage. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
Mixed Martial Arts, the show fight fans turn to here on QFM 96, and it is time for headlines. They are brought to you by Ultimate Wrestler. It starts here. It ends here. Ultimate Wrestler Clothing. Visit theultimatewrestler.com. Iron Mike, what do you have us?
Guys, let's start with a recap of last week's Strikeforce Heavyweight Grand Prix, which I was totally wrong on so many of my picks.
1-3, dude.
Yeah, I was horrible.
It's Strikeforce.
It'll be gone in a few months.
So the first fight we got to look at is King Mo's knockout of Hodger Gracie.
Yeah.
My God. It didn't last very long.
You know what? I think it's cool that King Mo is calling out Fei Zhao. He wants the guy that beat him. King Mo looked really, really good. And there might be something to him being hurt in that Fei Zhao fight. There might be something to that. He looked like he was on his game.
And you remember what I said last week when I don't bet against the Gracie family? Well, after that fight, I might have to change that up a little bit. Oh, my God.
King Mo's back in the mix, Doug. He really is, yeah, man. He's a light heavy to contend with.
I think that'd be a good fight, Fei Zhao and King Mo.
Yeah, man. Do it again. Cool. Do it again. Right on. And then go ahead there, Mike. I know that Fei Zhao fought as well that night in Cincinnati. But go ahead. What do you have?
The next fight was our first surprise, was Luke Rockhold's decision win over Jacare. How about that?
Man, you want to talk about just mental fortitude, just absolute toughness. Luke Rockhold, there were so many times when he would get taken down, his strength. And let's face it, dude, when Jacare's on you, wow, that's like having a Jacare on you. But Luke Rockhold was able to get up every single time. He took the best shots that Jacare offered. And Luke Rockhold, he's the champ now. Who saw that coming? None of us.
And none of us, yeah. I mean, that's like you said, that's a big dude to get off you every time. And get up from having him on top of you just shows you how much strength he has. And it's not easy getting up off the ground when someone's on top of you. I mean, I've learned that the hard way. But, you know, that just shows you that he's doing a good job.
Yeah, and Luke, man, we knew he was tough, but that was more than impressive against Jacare.
Next fight is the surprise of the weekend, probably the top story, which is Daniel Cormier's knockout of Bigfoot Silva.
Because we talked to him.
Yep, the streak continues, man, for sure. That's you want to come on this show before your fights. That's
right.
That's a definite.
Yeah, we got a pretty good record with
work for
these
me.
Guys.
Yeah, Daniel Cormier. And I'm not going to take credit for this because Josh Williams and I have talked a ton about Cormier and how he's been brought up through the ranks. He was brought up a little slower, and in a good way. He worked on his stand up because everybody knows he's probably the best wrestler in the world. And yeah, boy, Bigfoot found out you can't take him down. I don't care how good your jiu-jitsu, how big you are, you cannot take him down. Josh Barnett will not take him down. I mark my words, but, his stand-up has just come light years, and that's just making him a very, very dangerous guy.
Dangerous dude, man. I mean, he was really cool talking to, too. I mean, and obviously he said, everybody knows him for wrestling, but he wanted to show everybody else what else he could do, you know?
So
he
worked on his
stand-up. Exactly.
I think he did that. Knocked Bigfoot the hell out.
That's a huge dude.
Seriously,
knocking him out.
Dude,
that's like punching a canoe or something.
It really is. Have you ever punched a canoe?
No.
Damn. Yeah, he does. Well, let's face it.
And that's just his head.
It's right. Bigfoot. He didn't fight Littlefoot.
No.
He fought Bigfoot.
Or
man.
Little feet.
He didn't fight the Dixie Chickens.
Would you look at that?
I'm just saying. It was, that's impressive. Now,
what are you talking about?
What's that?
What the hell were you just talking about?
Oh, Little Feet. It's the cute listeners who don't really get into MMA are like, hey, there you go, Little Feet reference. Play some Fog Hat, dumbass. but no, if now with Josh Barnett, and we're not trying to get predictions and stuff, but let's face it, guys, Barnett's going to have to stand and bang with him, something he can do. But that's an interesting fight. It's going to take a while now because Cormier's a little banged up, isn't he?
Yeah, Cormier broke his hand in that fight, and he's going to be out for 6 weeks now. So,
damn.
I mean, it's going to be a while probably before we see the conclusion of the tournament.
Can he beat Barnett, guys, you think?
I'm taking him.
Yeah.
I'm taking him.
I'd like to see Barnett get beat, to be honest.
Kidding.
I mean,
no kidding.
But it feels like this tournament's been going on for like 4 years.
Now, it was a little sluggish, too, I guess, attendance-wise. They did a great job.
Well, even King Mo was talking about
King Mo kind of blew the whistle on that, saying they had like $2,000. I think McKinney was even saying it was a little light over there.
I think we had more at my fight.
I bet there was more DSP shirts at your fight than were even probably at the Strikeforce show in Cincinnati. Don't you think that's just about it? I don't want to steal any of your headline thunder there.
Well, that's it for the Grand Prix, man. Now it's just wait and see when it's going to conclude and
so
see that Cormier-Barnett.
Yeah,
they just wait to see when he's better and then that's it.
Let his hand get on the mend and then they'll do the fight. I mean, I don't know. Is it going to – hopefully we'll get there, guys. If you're saying 6 weeks, I mean, we're thinking this Strikeforce thing might not even make it through the year.
Right.
So that whatever that is, I would assume that'll probably be the last Strikeforce go around. And don't you think if Fedor – was still on the in the Grand Prix that it might have done a little bit better.
Yeah,
definitely. A little bit better. I think that kind of took the fizzle out of all that.
I think you're right about that. I mean, once Fedor was out of it, I mean, obviously that was a big name in Strikeforce. Once you remove him out of the equation, it just fizzles out.
Iron Mike, what do you have for us?
Guys, we got to talk about the Nick Diaz GSP fallout. We all know what happened with Nick missing the press conferences and being removed from the fight. Now GSP will take on Carlos Condit. And Nick Diaz will take on BJ Penn. Now, there's been some stuff on the underground and all over the web about Nick Diaz having some choice words for GSP. And you know, we've all talked about this, and I don't see how he can do that.
It's on Nick.
Because, the end of the day, it's all Nick's fault that things went down the way they did.
What has two thumbs and seriously loves himself from Nick Diaz? This guy. But I honestly, it really is indefensible.
I'm let down a lot. I mean, we all wanted to see that fight. We've been talking about it for a long time. And to not actually get to see it now, it's a big disappointment. Don't get me wrong, it'd be great to see him fight BJ too. But
that's gonna be a good fight.
I was really looking forward to seeing GSP Diaz and seeing the conclusion of that. But you know what, like we said, you know, GSP beats Condit, Diaz beats BJ. If that happens, they'll probably end up fighting.
But see, that's the scary thing. What happens if one of them gets beat? I mean, I don't see it happening as far as Condit beating GSP, but if that would happen or if...
I can see BJ
beating Nick for sure, man.
They're two fight like bangers, man. So, you know...
So then do you get a GSP pin matchup again after that?
Who wants to see that?
I mean, everybody wants to see the Diaz-GSP fight. And let's just hope that with both of these fights, you know...
Yeah, and not to interrupt, Mike, but really... If you guys remember when this all went down, BJ said that Dana White has offered him something he can't refuse. I don't think it was just the Nick Diaz fight. I sincerely think, and I know all fighters are going to say, well, every fighter thinks they can win. No, I'm telling you, BJ really thinks, yes, that he can beat GSP. Even after what happened in the last fight, I think he dangled that in front of him and said, look, dude, you fight Diaz, the winner of that fights the champion.
But you can't ever count BJ out. He's one of those fighters that, you know, he's unpredictable.
And that's what's kept BJ.
He's a true fighter, man. I mean, he's fun to watch, and most of the time, any fight he's in is an entertainment.
Dude, the Nick Diaz and BJ Penn fight, let's face it,
that seems to be more of an interesting fight.
That's the fight I want to see now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm a big GSP fan, but against Condit, nothing against Carlos, but I mean, doesn't seem like the main event anymore.
It doesn't. It sure doesn't. Iron Mike, do you have anything for us, or do we need to scoot on out of here and get ready for another break? Let's do it, guys. We have more headlines. Don't forget, headlines brought to you by Ultimate Wrestler. We'll have headlines part deux coming up after the break. It's Mixed Martial Arch on QFM 96. Hey, what's up, gang? It's Arch Madness.
And DSP.
From Mixed Martial Arch. Nice ink, Douglas. I love it, man.
I'm digging it, man. You guys out there looking for some new ink? We got the place for you.
The official tattoo studio of the Mixed Martial Arch Show.
It's called Sweet Baby Octane in Grandview. No matter what kind of tattoo design you're looking for, these guys will make it happen.
Mike, D, and Rev will hook you up. Hey, if you take your ink seriously, these cats are in demand. It's appointment only.
So give Sweet Baby Octane a call. Call today, 614-488-1300, and tell them the guys from Mixed Martial Arts sent you.
Sweet Baby Octane, 1525 West 5th Avenue.
The official tattoo studio of Mixed Martial Arts.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's Best Rock, QFM 96. It's the show Columbus fight fans turn to. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
We are back. Mixed Martial Arts. It's the show fight fans turn to, and we're in our second part of headlines. Headlines brought to you by Ultimate Wrestler. It starts here, it ends here. Ultimate Wrestler Clothing. Visit the Ultimate Wrestler. Iron Mike, what do you have for us?
Guys, coming off his victory against Fedor, Dan Henderson has kind of been in limbo a little bit with what contract he's going to sign. I mean, he is the current Strikeforce champion, but he's talked about a possible return to the UFC, and we had heard rumors about maybe a rematch with Anderson Silva, but Hendo says, Spider doesn't want to fight me again. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we love Hendo. We love Hendo. I don't think Silva's afraid to fight anybody. I don't think he's dodging anybody. That is a fight that I have wanted to see for a while, a rematch. And I think if Dan's ever got a beef and thinks he's got a point to getting one, I think right now with the way his career's going, sure, why not?
And I think our big question always was, is did we think he'd drop the weight again and go back down? And he's come out and said that. He said, yeah, I'll go back down to 185 and I'll fight him.
That's probably like the one fight.
Yeah, and he said only him. That's what he said in his quote.
Yeah, because he said he's comfortable at 205, so.
Man, just remember when he went down and fought Jake Shields, guys? Ugh, that last time, he was just sluggish.
Was dirty looking.
It just.
Dirty.
It's very, very sluggish in that fight. Here's my thing. I think, and ask, the last guy that got a second fight, a rematch with Anderson Silva, how that went for him. I think you fight Anderson again. I think it usually ends up quicker. I think that'll happen if he fights Chael. And I think as much as I love Hendo, I think it'll happen when he fights Hendo too.
Weren't you saying something about Bisping too?
Yeah, Bisping come out and he said, if Silva thinks he's going to clear out the division, he has to fight Bisping first. To officially say he's cleared out the division.
Yeah, that's going
to
happen. Oh, my God.
And he's British, Mike, so.
Yeah, Brits. He's like on the... We'll see.
Like I said, Silva beat Henderson. Henderson beat Bisping. I don't know why Bisping thinks he's going to have a chance against Silva.
Bisping is second-tier middleweight, at best. Right. At best, he's in the second tier.
And just so you guys know, if it somehow, some way it ever happens that Paul Daly would come over and fight Bisping, I'm not picking that fight.
I just can't stand either one of those guys, the Brits. You're just going to let that one. And you know what? And I'll say this, as much guff. Can I say guff? As much guff as we give.
No, you can't say
that. That's the Marietta in me. But as much, crap as we give Bisping, he really has gotten a lot better since the, I think he's made some great improvements.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Since the Henderson fight. I really do. Who knows, I still love
that. That's probably one of my favorite knockouts.
Still one of the best.
Let's not forget, guys. Sorry, Doug, but I was going to say, let's not forget this week, the Ultimate Fighter kicks off Wednesday night.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That looks like a pretty good one, man.
That's true. You know what? And what we should do right now, we should probably do our predictions. Let's do our predictions for the Strikeforce, or excuse me, the UFC that's going on tonight.
Battle at the Bayou.
The Jakes. Go ahead. Yeah, Iron Mike, what do you have for us?
Well, guys, this card is absolutely stacked, and I just want to remind all of our listeners, if you ever get a chance, definitely hop on Facebook and check out the prelims. I've done that a couple times. Archie said you're going to do it this week.
I'm doing it tonight.
So they're doing that again for the prelims, even though it's a free fight?
Yeah, I think there's like 8 fights on prelims.
Jeez. Yeah.
If you noticed, a lot of these guys are from the Ultimate Fighter.
A lot of them are.
I mean, there's a ton of them. There's probably like at least eight or so guys.
McGee and Brookins.
Justin Edwards.
Cody McKenzie and his choke.
Clay Harbison.
Yeah, also Matthew Riddle was a few seasons back.
Yep.
Yeah, Clay Harbison. That's right, dude.
So, I mean, it's stacked. This must be their way of working them in.
And there's some really good fights on Facebook. Like, I just pulled up, if you guys ever get the chance, check out the UFC library online, the fight library. You can pay like a couple bucks to watch any fight, or you can pay like 60 bucks to get any fight for the entire year.
So let me ask you this. Yeah. Is it like say a pay-per-view fight happens, does that automatically go on there and you can watch it after?
After the pay-per-view. Yeah,
like,
after
like,
the pay-per-view.
Like, how long?
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, we were checking out that Jim Hettis, Bruce Leroy fight, which was one of the Facebook prelims, which was an awesome, awesome fight. So, I'm just saying, through all of that, if you get a chance, just check out the Facebook prelims. Cool. That's the bottom line.
I plan on doing that tonight because I don't think the I want to see Riddle fight. I kind of like Matthew Riddle.
Plan on seeing how he's doing. Tonight.
So let's get to the three fights that we think are going to be the best ones in the night. Starting with Jonathan Brookings versus Eric Koch.
All right, I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to take Koch in an upset.
How do you say his name?
Hey, isn't that how you say
Koch on the radio?
That's how it's spelled. K-O-C-H.
Yes, but it is Koch.
Koch.
Koch. No, yeah.
Okay, Koch.
You know what? I'm going to take Koch in this one.
Really?
Yeah, it's been, I, I've seen him fight more recently. Brookins has been...
Brookins looks pretty mean in that picture,
he does,
man.
He looks felt. But I'm going to go with Coke in this one.
I'm going to go Brookins.
Okay.
Just because, you know, I'm not very familiar with Eric Coke.
Right on.
I like Jonathan. He seemed like a good
kid.
Yeah,
he was cool, man.
It's a toss-up for me, but I think I'm going to take Brookings, too, just for the mere fact that I have an old intern that was like
yes.
his twin.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's right.
I saw him at Walmart one day. He didn't even reckon he didn't see me. I didn't want to be like, Brookings, because he never knows what the hell I'm talking about.
You do call him that, yeah, don't you? Yeah. That was awesome.
I don't even know if he knows what the hell I'm talking about.
Iron Mike, and I know this is the one I'm pumped about, a return of a guy that has been out for a while.
Yeah. Next fight, Alan Belcher versus Jason McDonald.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Belcher on this one. Jason McDonald's is a tough SOB, but I like Belcher coming back. Talk about ring rust, cage rust, but I like Belcher in that one as a return.
I'm going to go with Belcher as well, even though I do like Jason McDonald's tattoo. It looks pretty nice.
He's got a couple good tattoos.
Yeah, I got a new one from Sweet Baby Octane.
There you go.
I think I'm going to go on the other end of this one. I'm going to take McDonald.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
Hey.
Well, we'll see what happens.
You're loving it. All right.
Belcher return.
Who else you got? We got the main event here,
and the
right?
main event, the Jakes. Jake Shields versus Jake Ellenberger.
Oh, man, I tell you, I feel bad. I don't think anybody... other than if you've got the last name of Ellenberger, is going to be rooting for Jake Ellenberger in this one with the story, you know, Jake losing his father, Jack, and everything. Everybody's kind of, Ellenberger's probably rooting for Shields as well. He kind of feels bad for him. I'll take Jake Shields in this one. I know he's got a lot on his noodle, but it's good to see Jake Shields. I know he's kind of a marquee guy, but it's good to see him on this main card. It helps out the card for sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with Shields on this one, too. Like I said, though, I just think it's a big step down in competition going from GSP to Jake Ellenberger, which I'm not saying against Jake Ellenberger. This seems like a weird
for
step
a fight
down.
Night,
for,
but it helps.
Know?
It helps. It helps the cards. We got
true.
There's so many good fighters.
True, true.
So, I mean, I guess it kind of gives it a little something.
I'm going with Shields on this one.
Right on. Iron Mike.
Guys, I think it would be absolutely disrespectful
yes,
with my
yes.
personal relationship
yes,
that
know.
I had
know,
with Jack
know.
Shields
That's,
to pick against his son.
Yeah.
So I'm taking Jake, and God rest Jack Shields.
All right.
There you
we'll
go, man.
Tonight.
Guys, hey, stick around. We're going to talk to Josh Williams, also Dan the Dragon Spawn, and coming up,
Tito
Ortiz. Iron Mike and DSP got to talk to the Huntington Beach bad boy. It's all coming up. Mixed Martial Arts, QFM 96.
Hey guys, it's Iron Mike. And Bellator 51 is headed to the Buckeye State Saturday, September 24th at the Canton Civic Center. Good friend of the show, Dan the Dragon Spawn, can hook you up with a special ticket deal and a t-shirt for just $38. All you gotta do is call him up at 740-408-0325. That gets you into the show with general admission balcony seating and a Dan the Dragon Spawn t-shirt. So call today and don't miss out. All you have to do is tell Dan that you heard about this deal on Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96 and you'll get hooked up. Support our local fighter, Dan the Dragon Spawn, and pick up a ticket today. And don't forget, Bellator 51 on MTV2 and live from Canton, Ohio, Saturday, September 24th.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's Best Rock, QFM 96.
Mixed Martial Arts, welcome. We got Tito Ortiz on the line. Tito, how's it going, man?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Great. Now, obviously, you got a new DVD out with Chuck Liddell called Bad Blood. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, kind of got the inside stories of where we came up, where we grew up, how we became fighters, and the conflict that we had towards each other. And there's some interviews, some back interviews that people have never seen before, and of course the two fights that we fought against each other. And it was a really good DVD. I got to watch it when it came out, and you just see just the contradictions that Dana has, our views that he has on me, which is, I understand he's trying to sell the fight and he's trying to sell the DVD, but, the truth is told, and at least on my side. And I watched it, and I thought it was very interesting, very interesting.
Now, how would you say your relationship is today with Chuck?
Acquaintance, I think no more than that.
I mean, do you still have a rivalry or grudge or anything, or you think you've kind of buried the hatchet?
Business is business, man, and that's the way it should be. And, hopefully, I don't get under his skin at night before he goes to bed.
Now, obviously, you said that Dana has some misconceptions with you. Now, with you stepping in that fight with Rashad, and do you think some of that's been buried now?
I hope so. I've been working really hard to try to build that bridge again, and it takes time. All time heals almost everything, and he's got to understand some of the things that I thought of at the time and place where it was. I shouldn't have been like that, maybe, but I was just trying to stand my ground of being, sole proprietor of everything I do and all the decisions I make, and
hopefully times changed.
Now, with that fight, obviously you had a little bit of a setback, Tito. You were so close to having a title shot at that time. How far away from a title shot do you think you are now? I mean, how many fights out would you say, or do you think you are?
You know, a couple fights. Just depends who I fight, you know. I heard a dude from Shogun's camp, Mauricio Shogun, they say they want to fight me. I beat him, and all of a sudden, I'm in the title hunt again. You know, I've said a few things about Rich Franklin of competing against him. It would be an awesome fight since he should knock Chuck Liddell out. So, you know, just this light heavyweight division is so open, you never know who's going to get a chance at the title.
Now, I know there were some rumors floating around there for a while about you and Rich fighting on Fox. You know, tell us, would you like that opportunity to be able to get on network television and have a fight like that?
I would love to. That would have been awesome to do that. But we'll see what times can hold. You know, maybe we should do it, maybe not. If not, get on a December 30th card. That would be an awesome card also to get on to. So let's just see what Dana does.
Now, what are your thoughts now on the UFC UFC and Fox deal? You know, how big of an impact do you think this will come on the sport?
I think the impact is huge. I mean, like no other, we're getting household names, you know, 15 to 20 million viewers each event, and that's just amazing. You know, it just shows how powerful UFC has gotten. You know, the sport of mixed martial arts has grown and surpassed what I never imagined, and it's nice to still be, you know, a name recognized in the sport.
Now, is it kind of weird for you? You get a lot of these younger guys, like we can go all the way back to the Bader fight, you know, where they think of you and they look at you as a legend of the sport. I mean, you obviously were there for a while and one of the guys that helped build the UFC. I mean, how does that feel to you? Does it feel weird being called a legend?
No, I think it feels, you know, right and, you know, way should be said, I think. I've worked so hard in this business, you know, even all the bad stuff has been said about me, and I've kept my nose to the grindstone, and you know, I've made other businesses out of it. I made an icon of my name in the sport. And, you know, I've done some great, really, really great, great things. And I'm still here and still competing.
On the phone with us, legend, UFC legend Tito Ortiz. Now, Tito, now, hypothetically, if you could call out any fighter to fight, who would that fighter be?
Any fighter. And like I said, I already called out Rich Franklin.
Okay.
Would love to fight him just because I watched him beat Liddell and I just pissed me off. I was like, oh, I had that chance. But I went on and got surgery and I got my neck fixed and I'm healthy now, so it don't matter. I just want a big name. I want a name that everybody knows when I compete against.
Right on.
Now, we've seen there's going to be some changes coming up with the Ultimate Fighter and you being a coach and having that experience. Do you think that's going to be good for the show, having the live fights on TV for the house?
You know, that's been interesting to watch on that one, how they're going to pull that one off. Just because I know they tape delay it, because they got it edited and everything. So I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. That's going to be very difficult for them.
All right. Now, Tito, your new DVD is called Bad Blood. How do we get a hold of that?
I believe you can go to any Best Buy. They have them at all Best Buys right now. And, of course, at inkblue.com. And I think at UFC.com or UFC. Yeah, UFC.com. I think I have it there also. But I know for all the Best Buys, they do carry it. So people got to check it out.
Awesome, awesome. You know, we're a big fan of yours and also a big fan of these new DVDs the UFC's been doing. We had a chance to check out that Ultimate Hoist Gracie as well. And it's like these deluxe DVDs they're doing. They're great. And if you're a UFC fan, it's definitely something you got to pick up. So, Tito, we thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. And like I said, good luck in the future. And we hope to hear a matchup that you have a fight coming up here real soon so we can maybe have you back on and talk about that.
I appreciate it, man. And all my fans, I appreciate them, each and every one of them. Of course, you can follow me at Twitter at Tito Ortiz.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Tito.
Mixed Martial Arts QFM 96 with Buckeye MMA's Josh Williams. Of course, you hear Josh on our program quite often, and absolutely with all the help that he's done with DSP and his fight, the undefeated DSP. Josh Williams, if people want to head out to Buckeye MMA, they want to start their fighting career, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, first of all, you can get a hold of us on Facebook. Look for Buckeye Mixed Martial Arts or Buckeye MMA. We're on Facebook. We've got our website, BuckeyeMMA.com. You can find us there. Or you can get a hold of us, obviously just call us up, 614-832-1924.
And the thing I love about Buckeye, you also offer other things as well. I mean, for people who might not be, you know, preparing for their first amateur MMA fight or something along those lines.
Yeah, you know what? It's really convenient that you mentioned that. We are known for being a strictly an MMA gym. I mean, that's what we specialize in. We're the only true full service MMA gym around the area. But one of the problems that we've had over the last couple of years is because we appeal so much to the hardcore fighter, a lot of people were getting in, you know, they just want to get their feet wet, see what they think. They're fans. They would, you know, they just want to try it out. It's rough for them. You know, you can ask DSP, you know, you come in, if you've never done it before, it's very challenging right off the jump with the striking and the grappling and the conditioning requirements and stuff like that. So what we've just done is we've just introduced, a new program. I'm calling it the core program, where, Monday through Thursday, we are doing a 1 hour class prior to our main MMA practice from 6 to 8. So from 5 to 6, Monday through Thursday, we're going to be running essentially a basics class. So, Monday and Wednesday, it's going to be basic MMA striking. And then Tuesday and Thursday are going to be basic MMA submission.
That's cool. Now he starts it after I've already fought. Now.
Yeah, sorry. Well, you know what? You can always go back.
Yeah.
You know, because this is good for experienced guys, too, right. Just for the fact that, you know, once guys get started fighting, a lot of the time.
They lose a lot of the fundamentals.
Right. That's exactly what it is. You got to go back. You got to brush them up. You want to, you know, fine tune things, stuff like that. So that's what these programs are there for. You know, we're really trying to introduce people slowly, get their feet wet first. We don't want to scare them off before they really start to enjoy the sport.
Could you give us the numbers and the website again?
Yeah. Buckeye Mixed Martial Arts on Facebook, BuckeyeMMA.com online for our website. 614-832-1924 is the phone number for the gym.
Hey, Buckeye MMA, check them out, guys.
They're located right on Indianola Avenue between Cook and Morse, right?
Yeah. We're only 5 minutes north of Ohio State. Right off 71, so we're centralized right here in Columbus. Anybody within 270 can be at us within 20 minutes.
That's
right.
Awesome. Buckeye MMA, Mixed Martial Arts, QFM 96. Thanks so much to Josh Williams from Buckeye MMA. Stopped in earlier this week to talk about his shop, his gym, and some great things going on over there, Doug. I know you can't thank those cats enough, man.
Yeah, that place is great. If you're looking for MMA, you know, you want to learn MMA or even just want to train MMA, Buckeye MMA is the place to go. I know firsthand, I mean, 6 weeks is all I had. Had my first fight, you know, I won it. You know, obviously I didn't do the best I could, but I learned as much as I could as quickly as possible. That place is definitely the place to go right here in Ohio.
And not too many places could have been, you know, behind the bullseye there like they were with the time that you and Josh and the guys and everybody that worked with you.
I mean, for anybody, that's not a lot of time. So, I mean, they were able to teach me what I needed to know and in that little bit of time. And like I say, you know, that's a pretty hard task. I mean, Josh took it upon himself and he delivered. And I got to say, almost every fight they're in, they win. So, I mean, it's just
That was cool of him to stop in earlier in the week, you know, and we're actually going to have him back on here in just a little bit to go into more detail about DSP's fight. And he's bringing Dan Spahn with him.
Yeah,
The dragon, man.
Dan was my corner man during my fight. So
that is so cool, Doug.
Very cool. He's going to Bellator.
Wow. Yeah, we need to talk to him about that and some of the other things that they got going on over at Buckeye and then have those two break down your fight, man.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Maybe we can pick their brain about some of the big fights, too, about this whole Nick Diaz mess and, you know.
Nick Diaz.
Yeah, he's going to give me a hard time about that. I haven't really seen him since the whole Nick Diaz fiasco, so we'll have to.
Sure, we can get details how to get tickets to Dan Spahn's fight, too.
That's true, man. That's true. And he's got cool gear,
I think,
too.
He said he was going to bring some shirts in for us.
Sweet. Yeah, so stick around, guys. Buckeye MMA's Josh Williams and Dan Dragon Spahn. They're all coming up after the break. It's Mixed Martial Arts, the show you, the fight fans, turn to. QFM 96. Hey guys, it's Iron Mike, and Bellator 51 is headed to the Buckeye State Saturday, September 24th at the Canton Civic Center. Good friend of the show, Dan the Dragon Spahn, can hook you up with a special ticket deal and a t-shirt for just $38. All you gotta do is call him up at 740-408-0325. That gets you into the show with general admission balcony seating and a Dan the Dragon Spahn t-shirt. So call today and don't miss out. All you have to do is tell Dan that you heard about this deal on Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96, and you'll get hooked up. Support our local fighter, Dan the Dragon Spahn, and pick up a ticket today. And don't forget, Bellator 51 on MTV2 and live from Canton, Ohio, Saturday, September 24th.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's best rock, QFM 96. Time to enter the radio cage. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
Mixed Martial Arts, it is the show fight fans turn to, and it is time now for one of our favorite segments, Local Love, brought to you by GatewayMMA.com, your number one source for Ohio MMA news and information, GatewayMMA.com. And yes, it is time now to check in with the guys from Buckeye MMA. We've got Dan Spahn and Josh Williams. Dan, we'll get to Josh here in a second. Dan, if you could, you were in the corner of DSP's fight. Take us a few seconds before Doug comes out for his intro. What was going on in that back room there? What was it? Doug seemed calm to us, but you're a little more, you've got a little more insight on that than the rest of us. What was the take?
I thought he was doing pretty well. He was calm. I mean, regular nerves you have in a first fight, an amateur and everything like that. He did well, got his hands taped. He was pretty warm. He was ready to fight. So once he got out there, I think once they started going, it was just game on.
Okay, now you've got tons of experience, Dan. When Doug got in the guillotine, when he was in the guillotine, not having the guy in it, it seemed as if Doug was calm in that whole thing. That's the key to that. Were you surprised to see someone within their first fight that settled in and not freaking out or...
Yeah, I think he knew the guy wasn't on top of him, didn't have, he was a crossbody, so he was safe as long as he just kept him from getting over top and stepping over. So he just didn't panic, took his time, and got out of it. So, I mean, that's, he did what.
And Doug, how hard is it? I know you always hear guys talking about how they want to get in on their corner guy's voice. They want to zone in and they want to find it. They want to hear it. How was that? I mean,
it was kind of chaotic. I mean, I'll be honest. I could hear people yelling. A bunch, you know, I could hear you across the cage, mm-hmm. like a girl.
Sorry about that.
But, you know, I didn't feel like his arm was really in that deep, and I just kind of kept my head turned so he couldn't get it underneath my chin. And then, you know, that's why I stayed calm. I was just sucking in air, trying to, you know, catch my breath for a second, and went from there.
It was a good night. It was a good night. Josh, what do you think, man? I know you've watched the tape here a few times.
He's been busting my nuts. <He's> been-
Well, you know what? As far as the corner man voice thing, that's very real. But the problem is it takes time. I mean, it really does take time. After a lot of my guys, they're very good at zeroing in and just hearing me when I'm cornering for them. But you got to figure, I've been cornering a lot of these guys like 6, 7, 8, 9 times a piece. Right. Not to mention, I'm yelling at them constantly in practice. So if there's anybody's voice that they can pick out of a crowd, it's going to be mine. It takes time. For Doug's first amateur fight, you know, getting in there and having everybody yell at him and all this other stuff. And the crowd. Dude, it's hard. I would not be surprised if he didn't hear a thing, you know. Or
it's
it was
kind of what
all.
You said.
Right.
It's
kind of what you said. I remember hearing... a bunch of commotion, but I mean, I was just trying to stay focused on, you know, this dude on top of me or, you know, so it's, I remember hearing people shouting things. A lot of times I wasn't sure if it was for, you know, the guy I was fighting or for me, but watching the, you know, the fight back, I hear my brother, I hear you, you know, I hear Dan, I you know, so I know that they were talking to me, but it's kind of going in
one ear.
Well,
the one female voice that you heard, that was my wife yelling for Dan Spahn. She is a huge fan, Dan. I had to hear about that. Oh, that guy in Doug's corner, he's smoking hot. I'm like, you know what? You know what, lady? Who's paying for this Lexus?
Archie got laid so bad that day.
Thank you, Dan.
And Dan Spahn, while we got you in here, brother, let's talk about, we're just a few weeks out from your fight up in Canton and Bellator. How's your camp going? And, man, I tell you, I haven't been this jacked about a local fighter, especially with the Bellator insignia that you're fighting under right now. Talk about that in your camp.
It's going great, actually. I'd like to also take this time to thank George Rigel and JG MMA. And, that's recently, you know, just make sure, like, I'm 100% JG MMA. And I also like to thank Buckeye for cross-training. And that's how it has to be right now. That's the way it is. And,
absolutely, man.
But I'd like to thank... definitely thank them for all the work they put into me and everybody for what they've done. And then also I'm just stoked for the fight and I can't wait. We're going to have George going to be down there cornering me. So he's going to be there.
Seriously, can you find, and even Josh talks when we talk about George. I mean, George is one of the best cornermen in the game, man.
Oh yeah. He's a really good coach, a great coach, a great cornerman. He's a good fighter too. Like one of the better fighters too. He's, you know, had ups and downs, but I think that gives him the experience to help me get through it, because he's got, like, as to where I'd have the experience to Doug, he's the same to me, so he's got so much more experience than me that he brings that, and just it comes out in his fighters.
How cool is that to have George Jergel in your car.
That's pretty cool. That's very, very cool. That's very, very cool. What are you hearing from Bellator? Are they excited about what? There's a nice little buzz with. There's a lot of fans up in Canton and stuff. So this is a good read. This is a good market, I think, for Bellator to hit up there. Are you hearing good things? It seems to be a buzz.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think definitely. Also, you can tell with all the fighters right at NWFS on the undercard. I mean, it's going to be a big local crowd coming in, and maybe some other people for the title fights. But closing out and rounding out with I think Joe Warren, all those guys fighting on there. It's going to be really great fights, like the later fights. But I mean, even the preliminary fights are going to be almost just as fun to watch because all these guys, including myself, I mean, we put a lot of work in, and we've really started to establish ourselves as pros.
That's great, man. If you could, once again, who are you fighting again? Who are you fighting?
Fighting Dane Bonnington, and as of right now, he's 1-1 as a pro. Okay. And like I said, I'm going in there. I've got a pretty good game plan for him, but like I said, I don't stick to too many game plans. I'm one of those guys that I train around a little bit, but
right.
Just whatever happens, it happens, but I just train everything.
So. I hear you.
Now, he gave us some shirts to give away, too. How do we do this? You want to do it on Mondays?
I think so. I think here's the deal. If you're listening right now and you do want a Dan Spahn t-shirt, let's do this. I will listen to my show, listen to Wags and Elliot, and listen to my segment, Mixed Martial Arch. It'll be at around 8:40.
Monday morning.
On Monday morning. And we'll give you your chance to win the shirts. Thank you so much.
And those are pretty sweet shirts, too.
They're very cool
ones, too.
Now, was that what you're going to be sporting? Are you going to be, what are you wearing on the walk out there?
Mine will be just like that. I'll just have all the sponsors, everything on the back of my shirt. But as our shirts, it just has it's fight time, and it's got some neat designs on the back and on the front.
You can take a picture of it and put it on Facebook,
okay,
too.
All right. And I'm going to need a smaller size to take to Mama Bear just so she can have a Dan Spahn t-shirt, if that's at all.
She can wear
cool.
it.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, look, dude, we've been married for 15 years. It's all cool.
He could give her the one right off his back.
You know what? You know what, Josh?
Sweaty.
Smells like it.
Hey, and let me just say this. Let me just say this about Josh Williams from Buckeye MMA. This is the first time Josh and I have really been face-to-face since the announcement was made. And Josh, I want to tell you, the number one rule of Nick Diaz, we don't talk about Nick Diaz right now, okay? I'm a little... Talk to me, Josh. Come on over. I know you've been dying to kind of give me crap about Nick and all this. What's your take?
You know what, man? It's hard to say because, yeah, he lost the title shot, but now he's fighting BJ Penn.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think it was so much a demotion as much of a lateral move.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, yeah, the belt's not on the line. I don't know the contract details. It might be fighting for less money, but I kind of doubt it. He's fighting BJ Penn. And I mean, any other card, that would be a main event.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, here's what I'm thinking is going to happen. They're going to fight those two. You know, you're going to have BJ and Nick. And then Condit and GSP, and they're going to build it up, and they're going to have those
two winners fight. It makes sense, I guess.
Right.
So.
To be honest, I think I'm more interested in the Diaz BJ Penn fight now than the GSP fight.
And you know what? Somebody had made mention of this. You guys follow Josh Gross?
Oh yeah! Oh my God!
Do you remember what he was saying just recently about the whole? It's like this is weird. It's got like a pro wrestling.
And Dana
kind of angle.
Was on that quicker, and you know
right.
what?
Right. But now it's kind of it almost sort of makes sense because you're looking at it as like okay, well now two shows down the road or 6 months down
That's
the road.
My thing.
This is the perfect buildup.
Yeah. I agree. My thing is, I know, and I'm not trying to you know, bail Nick out because I can't. It's indefensible what he did. I'm a Diaz fan, and I'm kind of used to this. But the thing is, man, there's no reason why that fight shouldn't have happened. I do agree with Nick in that sort of vein. It's like, yes, I know he skipped out on the press conferences, but you still got to make. It's still about making the best fight, if that's what the UFC is about. And I think that was the best fight. But I understand that they're making this out to be like a semifinal kind of thing.
Draw it out a little bit more.
Right on.
Dude,
I get it.
Just watch. When that fight does happen, I guess depending on what happens with BJ and him. But I mean, if Nick comes out, wins that fight, and then GSP beats Condit, I'll bet you anything. Nick Diaz could not show up for any of the press conferences or anything, and that fight's still going to happen.
Right, exactly. Okay, that makes me feel
Let me ask you real quick. What do you think Condit has a chance against GSP?
Does he have a chance?
I don't think he's at that level yet. I mean,
you know what, man? I think Condit might be one of those guys that's been flying under the radar. Yeah, I mean, he's got the striker's chance. He could hit him. He's got knockout power and everything.
Right.
But no. If you're going to ask me who would I put money down on, oh, it would be GSP all the way.
Right.
You like BJ in the Nick fight?
That's a really cool fight.
I really am.
Because for once, I think we got two guys who
are unpredictable.
You know, right. Well, like BJ has a tendency, he goes against guys who want to try to stop and hold and slow him down. And the same thing with Nick. So it's finally good to see two guys who are going to come at it and actually both of them going for the finish the whole damn time.
And we want to get your take also. I just got a letter here, a note from our producer, Iron Mike. Jones or Jackson, both of you. Dan Spahn, Josh Williams. Who do you, Dan, go ahead. Who do you like in the Bones Jones or the Rampage fight? Who do you like?
I'd have to go with Jones because he's young. He's doing really well. He's explosive, and he's really strong, and his head's in the game really strong. I mean, Rampage, everybody knows he's kind of in and out. I mean, he's been doing all the movie stuff, and not sure on what he's doing with his career and everything, so he's just now maybe getting his head back into it. So that's where I'm going, I think, Jones.
Right. Sure. Plus, Jones has been spying on him. So.
Yeah, he's been spying, Spygate. What do you think, Josh? Do you think, I mean, is Rampage, you talk about a striker's chance.
Yeah.
It's Rampage in this fight, man.
I like the matchup for Rampage more than I did for Shogun.
I'm with you.
You know, I think that Rampage is, he's coming in with the whole mindset that, like, not a lot of guys have had yet, and that's, Jones hasn't been tested. Nobody's tried to bully the bully.
Right.
He hasn't been in, had any, nobody's tried to get in his face. Nobody's tried to, you know, kind of back him down. And
well, that's kind of what I was hoping Diaz was going to do with GSP.
Right. Well, I'm thinking Rampage is the guy. He's going to come in. Even if Jones drops him or knocks him out, whatever, I think Rampage is at least going to get in his ass a little bit.
Tons of fight coming up over here over the next few weeks. And Dan Spahn, you're one of them, brother. Good luck. Best of luck. Thanks for cornering our man, GSP.
Quick.
Yes.
Are tickets still available to the fights?
All the general admission are soon. Everything else is going to be closed out.
So, and you got to make sure that we want Dan back as soon as he gets this win. You got to come back. We want this to be your hangout, brother.
How do people follow you? Do you have like a Twitter or all that stuff?
Yeah, I have a Twitter. Dragonspawn is on my Twitter. And then my fan page on Facebook, Dan Dragonspawn. It's an athlete page. And then I also have a personal page. And they can contact me there too if they're interested in tickets. And I can give them contact information or I can actually, I mean, my number is available for that too. So,
go support him.
You got to go support him. And really for Ohio fighters in Bellator these next few weeks, I mean, you look at the guys up in Canton, they're going to be fighting Brian Rogers tonight.
Right.
Fighting in Bellator. So we got to keep our guys. We got to keep our fighters going and keep the winning streaks going. And Dan Spahn, best of luck to you, brother.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. And also, just real quick about that, the tickets are actually a pretty good deal because it's only $38 for general admission. And those are actually balcony seats. So, okay. And you'll get to see a lot of great Bellator fights.
And you actually get a DSP shirt with every purchase of those tickets, I think. I don't know if that's true.
Dude, everybody had your shirt on, dude. It was cool. Awesome.
All 200 people.
Yeah. We're going to give away his shirts on Monday, right?
So listen to Mixed Martial Arch. That'll be 8:40 on the Wags and Elliott Show, and we'll hook you up with a Dan Spahn t-shirt. So, Kate, thanks a lot, guys.
Dan, thanks for being there in my corner. Josh, obviously, thanks for helping me get through all this, and you guys were great. So,
right on, man. Mixed Martial Arch, QFM 96.
You've been listening to Mixed Martial Arch, sponsored by Bud Light. Here we go with your host, Arch Madness, co-host and producer, Doug St. Pierre, executive producer, Iron Mike Dorsey, production assistant, Ty, the Canal Zombie Stevens. This has been a Wilkes Broadcasting production.